السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أكثروا ذكر هادم اللذات، يعني الموت. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. لسر الدرس الشريف. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected elders and dear listeners, in the last gathering we were discussing some points about death, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, remember death in abundance. Akthiru dhikra hadhimil ladhat, remember that thing which kills and destroys and which takes out the lazat and desires from your heart, wrong desires, and that is death. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that there are two ni'mats, there are two things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, but we take it for granted. We take it for granted. We don't make most out of it. Number one is siha, the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So alhamdulillah, you know, today every one of us, we came to the masjid, we are here, we came here to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, offer our salah, we've got health, alhamdulillah. So many a times we take it for granted. We think that this siha will stay with us always, whereas that's not the case. There are so many of them, they are lying in the beds in the hospitals. They want to come to the masjid, but they are not able to come to the masjid. They want to come out of the hospital, but they are not able to. So siha, health that Allah has given us, it's a very, very great ni'mah of Allah, and we take it lightly. We take it lightly. We only realize it once it's been taken away from us. You know, when we are not well, when we are ill, that's when we realize, oh, the siha was so great, ni'mah of Allah. So the first thing that we take it for granted is siha. And shaitan also plays his part. Shaitan comes and tricks us that, you know what, the siha, it will not be taken away from you very soon now. You've got long life now. You've got a long way to go. So you can worship Allah, you can do your ibadah and worshipping Allah, you can do this at the later stage. Now you earn money, get some money, become more rich. So shaitan plays his part as well. He makes us think that this siha, this health that we have, it will stay with us always. It will stay with us, you know, till we die. That's not the case. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all those who are suffering from sicknesses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them shifa. But what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned is that we take it for granted. We need to take it seriously. That the siha will not stay with us forever. Will not stay with us forever. That's why in the times of siha, we need to prepare for the times of illness and sicknesses. You know, there was a sheikh in India, Sheikh Yunus Jaunpuri, rahmatullahi alayhi. He used to say that, you know, many a times an old man who is not able to stand and read namaz, he desires that I can at least stand and read namaz in a proper way, meaning do sajda on the ground, but his health is not permitting him. So this is so great ni'mah of Allah that we have come to the masjid and we are offering salah. So the first ni'mah is the siha, ni'mah of siha, the good health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We need to make most out of it. And secondly is faragh, free time. Secondly is faragh. So alhamdulillah, you know, today no one of us can say that we do not have time for salah. No. You know, many a times a person says that, oh, I don't have time for reading namaz. But then when that person gets ill, he spends days and days in the hospitals. Yeah. So we should never think that, oh, we don't have time. We don't have time for salah. No. Obviously, no one will say that with his tongue, but his actions is saying that, no, my job is more important. My business is more important. That's why I cannot leave you out for salah. So faragh and free time is a great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we need to make most out of it. When we are free now, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we do not know what is going to happen the next moment. As you would have just heard, you and me know, you know what happened in Turkey. They did not know what's going to happen in the next second. Yeah. So anything can happen at any time. So that's why we need to always remember that one day we are going to leave this world. You know, that's what we were discussing in the last majlis as well. That maut is such a thing that will come to each and every one of us. It's a reality. No one can deny it. Many people deny the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many deny the prophethood. But there is nobody who denies death. It's a reality. We all will have to face one day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُّمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. That no matter where you go, death will overtake you. Death is going to come to you, even though you are in the loftiest of constructions. Death is going to come to you. So that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that always remember death. And you know, any one of us who are seated here, I'm sure everyone knows our date of birth, but nobody knows our date of death. It can be any moment. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that. That's why we need to be ready for it. We need to always plan for it. We need to always think about it and be ready for akhirah. That what if I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this moment? Yeah. So always remember death. And you know, if a person always remembers his death, it will be easy for him to stay away from sins as well. It will be easy for him to stay away from sins. He won't be committing any sin. And if ever a sin, you know, if ever there was a sin that was been committed, he will do tawbah straight away. Because he's got in his head that I need to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the remembrance of death will take out the love of this world from a person's heart as well. Maut ki yaad dil se dunya ki mahabbat ko nikal degi. Dunya ki mahabbat. Aur dunya ki mahabbat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, Hubb dunya ra'su kulli khati'ah. Hubb dunya ra'su kulli khati'ah. Ke dunya ki mahabbat har burai ki jad hai. Dunya ki mahabbat har burai ki jad hai. Chahe jo bhi burai insaan ke andar ho, uski jad ye hai ke uske andar dil ke andar dunya ki mahabbat baithi hui hai. اب دنیا کی محبت کس طرح ہم دل سے نکالیں موت کو کثرت سے یاد کرنے سے. If we keep on remembering our death, this will take out the love of this world that we have got in our heart. And the love of this world is the origin, it's the main cause of all the sins and the wrongdoings that a person does. Do you know, and none of us here, we know that where are we going to die, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written it down. You know, there is a story that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, that once Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet of Allah, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, do you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him the mu'ajiza and a miracle that he would have, the winds were under his control. Hawaon ko Allah ta'ala ne Sulaiman alayhi salam ke liye musakhar kar di thi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ye ne mu'ajiza ata farmaya tha Sulaiman alayhi salam ko. So one day what happened was, he was sitting with his students, with a group of people, and a person came in there, and he started staring at one person. Now that person was sitting with Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Obviously, when someone stares at one person, he wouldn't like it. If someone stares at us, we won't like it. So that person, he got disturbed, and he said that, how come that person is always staring at me? So he said to Sulaiman alayhi salam, that, oh Sulaiman alayhi salam, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made winds subservient to you, to your command. It's a miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. So I'm requesting you that if I can be sent now, straight away from Mulk Sham, it was in Sham that they were sitting in Syria, that I'm being sent from here to that other part of the world, other country, if I can be sent there now, because that person is disturbing me. I'm not at ease here. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam commanded the winds, and that person was being taken to the other part of the world. Now the next day, that person came back again in the majlis of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, where Sulaiman alayhi salam was sitting. And Sulaiman alayhi salam asked him that, who are you? Why were you staring at that person yesterday? So that person said that I am Malakul Maut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me in the form of a human being, but in reality I am the angel Malakul Maut. So yesterday, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed me to take out the soul of that person from that part of the world, I was shocked that what is he doing here? That's the reason I was staring at that person. So what do we learn from this? That wherever we are going to die, we are going to be there at that time. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that we do not know where are we going to die. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And that's why we see many a times a person is sitting here, and just right at the time of his death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him to some other countries and he's passing away there. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the death of Medina. Say ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the death of Medina and give us the death on Iman. Give us the death on Iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that when our last time comes, we leave this world in a state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us. Remember my brothers, that's the main thing. That when we leave this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us. Do you know, there is a story that comes regarding Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We know who Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu was, the first muazzin in Islam. The first muazzin, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Unke mutalik aata hai, ke jab unka aakhri din chal rahe the, aur bimari aur naqahat aur kamzori ki wajah se bilkul dable putle ho chuke the, bilkul duble patle ho chuke the. To unki biwi ne jab unki ye halat dekhi, to unse raha nahi gaya. تو صدمے کی وجہ سے ان کی بیوی کی زبان سے بے اختیار طور پر یہ نکل آیا کہ ہاں یہ مصیبت کیسی مصیبت ہے کس تکلیف اور پریشانی میں ہے حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کے متعلق تو حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ نے جب یہ سنا تو فوراً جلال میں آگئے کہا کہ نہیں یہ نہیں کہو کہ یہ کیا مصیبت ہے بلکہ یہ تو شادمانی اور یہ خوشی کی بات ہے کہ کل جب میں مروں گا میں میرے آقا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے ملاقات کروں گا تو یہ کوئی مصیبت کی بات نہیں ہے یہ تو خوشی کا موقع ہے کہ میں یہاں سے جاؤں گا اور میں نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان کے ساتھیوں سے میری ملاقات ہوگی حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ you know when his wife said that oh this illness and sickness how can you get away oh this musibah and this hardship بلال رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ said to her that don't worry tomorrow when I leave this world I will be able to meet my friend محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم yeah So this was that meeting with Allah. That's why, you know, مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ Whoever loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah loves to meet him. Whoever loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how can we love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If our a'mals are good. If there is a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then at the time of death, we'll get the glad tidings from the angels. You know, there is a riwayah that comes that when a mu'min dies, when he has passed his life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an angel comes to him and gives him glad tidings of Jannah. At the time of death, an angel says, "Ukhruji radiyatan mardiyatan anka ila rawhillahi wa rayhan wa rabbun ghayr ghadban." An angel comes to him and says to him that come out with easiness and with content, the soul. Come out, the soul, come out of this person's body with easiness and in a way, in a method, in a state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. Just imagine, at the time of death, if we are being told by the angel that Allah is happy with you, Allah is pleased with you, what else do we want? What else do we want? I think that's the greatest thing, and that is the greatest thing. Allah says in the Quran, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest thing. You cannot have anything greater than that. At the time of death, an angel comes and tells us that Allah is pleased with you. Allah is pleased with you. That's the target of us. That should be the target of us. You know, that's why when a person dies, it comes in the hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا الْقَبْرُ رَوْضَةٌ مِّنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ أَوْ حُفْرَةٌ مِّنْ حُفَرِ النَّارِ. إِنَّمَا الْقَبْرُ رَوْضَةٌ مِّنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ أَوْ حُفْرَةٌ مِّنْ حُفَرِ النَّارِ. That the qabr and the grave, the qabr and the grave can either be the garden from the gardens of paradise, or it can be a pit from the pit of the hell, of the Jahannam. Depending on our action, that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the qabr for us. You know, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he would be standing near the grave, he would cry a lot, he would weep a lot, so much so that his beard would become wet as well. So the people asked him that, you know, when talking about Jannah and Jahannam, you don't weep so much. Why do you cry so much when you are standing next to grave? So he said that I've heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that إِنَّ الْقَبْرَ أَوَّلُ مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ. That the grave is the first stage of the hereafter. You know, when we leave this world, the first stage of the hereafter is the grave. That's where we are going to go. And if a person has passed it, has passed that stage of the qabr in a proper way, all that which is coming after that will become easier for him. If that stage of qabr has been passed with easiness, whatever comes after it will become easy for the person. But Allah protect us, if that becomes hard for a person, if a person is not able to pass that in a proper way, the grave, then what comes after it will become even more harder for that person. So qabr, you know, that's why the scholars, they mention that how can we remember our death? We remember our death by frequently going to the graveyard. We visit the graveyard on a frequently basis, at least once a week, we should make a habit of going to the graveyard. Visit the graveyard to take a lesson from it. That, you know, these people, they were walking on the face of the earth like how I am walking today. But today they are sleeping in their graves alone. They only have their amals with them. So if we keep on visiting the graveyard, this will remind us of our death. And this will make us prepare for that day. That today I am standing on the face of earth, a time is going to come that I also have to come underneath this grave. I also have to sleep inside this grave. And I will be alone there. There will be no one with me. So if a person keeps on pondering over this, keeps on reminding himself, it'll be easy for a person to do ibadah and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, it's the mercy and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us these seasons of ibadah. Now, alhamdulillah, you'll know that we are in the month of Sha'ban. It's the 4th of Sha'ban today. So we are in the month of Sha'ban and Ramadan is just about to come. Few days left, 25, 26 days left for Ramadan. So these are the seasons of ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these seasons so that we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the scholars and even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would start preparing for the month of Ramadan from Rajab itself. That's why there is a dua that comes that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would start making this dua from the month of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. So he is starting the preparation for Ramadan from the month of Rajab. Like how, you know, if you've got a wedding in our house, we start preparing for that wedding months and months before that wedding. Why? because it's a happy moment. It's the happy moment, and we prepare for it. In the same way, Ramadan is a season of ibadah for us. You know, there should be a change in ourselves after Ramadan has passed. It should not be that, oh, Ramadan comes and goes. Every year Ramadan will come and go. But there should be a change in ourselves. We feel more connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Ramadan has passed. And how can we do that? You know, Mufti Ikram al-Haq sahab, our teacher, he used to always give this example that, you know, a clever farmer, before sowing the seed in the ground, what will he do? He'll make sure that the ground is level. The ground is of good standard. Aqalmand kisan kya karega? Jab beej boega zameen ke andar, to beej bone se pehle, wo ye make sure karega ke zameen achhi hai. Isliye ki agar zameen achhi hogi, to beej bone ke baad, jab barish barsegi, to usme se anaj aur dane ugenge. Agar beej hi ke andar koi kharabi hai, wahan patthar ho, to usme se koi cheez ugegi nahi. To theek isi tarah hamari dil ki halat hai. Hamara dil agar naram hai, hamwar hai, achhi hai, to phir jo barakat aur Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki taraf se jo rahmate Ramazanul Mubarak ke andar nazil hogi, hum use achhi tarah hasil kar payenge. You know, that's like how you've got the condition of a ground. That's how our heart is. That if we prepare our heart for the month of Ramadan, when the shower and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower upon us in the month of Ramadan, our heart is able to take it and we are able to benefit from that shower. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. And you know, this month of Sha'ban, it comes in riwayat, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast a lot in this month. So we make a habit of fasting as much as we can. At least, you know, we should try and fast the 3 days of Sha'ban, 13th, 14th and 15th. And obviously the Mondays and Thursdays. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was his noble practice that in the month of after Ramadan he would fast the entire month. And Sha'ban, he would fast the entire month except for a few days. So many days in Sha'ban, he would fast in Sha'ban. So we make a habit that, as I said, at least the 13th, 14th and 15th. So the 15th is roughly around 7th of March. So today is the 4th of Sha'ban. So we calculate accordingly. So 13th, 14th and 15th, as we know, these three are also the Ayyamul Bidh. And it's a sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast on Ayyamul Bidh as well. The three days of every Islamic month. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to act upon what's being said. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.